Crawling to Victory. Written by Kiva Ember and read by K-Burb. This is a Mass Effect fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Shepard slash Garrus and is tagged with no Shepard without Vicarion, established relationship, major character injury, blood and injury, fluff, hurt slash comfort, happy ending, Shepard lives. Garrus and Shepard are both equally stubborn and equally dumb, the fic. Battle couple, and destroy ending. Abbreviated summary. There was no Normandy during the charge for the Crucible. It was all Shepard could do to drag her injured teammates behind the totaled Mako before staggering onwards to the Pillar of Light alone, determined to end the Reaper threat no matter what. Too bad Garrus is stubborn to a fault. I'll be your backseat, baby. I'm driving you crazy. Anytime you like, oh, oh, I'll be your shotgun rider. Garrus woke up to blinding pain and the stench of burning flesh. His world was a disorienting smear of sounds and colors, his brain lagging a split second behind as he coughed on a ragged inhale, acrid smoke kicking him right in the back of the throat. He blindly flung out a hand, felt it hit something hard and metallic, and he curled his fingers around it, heaving himself upright despite every inch of him screaming in protest. His chest felt like a bag of shattered metal, something creaking and shifting in a way that was highly unnatural. Broken rib. Shallow breaths. He didn't taste blood, though. Okay, that's fine. Garrus can deal with that.
Wait. Shepard, where's Shepard?
His vision was still blurry, but he turned his head anyway.
Agonizing pain there. Okay, don't turn your head too far, Vicarion.
The fuzzy edges and smudge colors sharpening into discomforting focus. He was beside an upside-down Mako, blasted right onto its roof, its hull scorched and wheels half-melted, placed fully into cover. He hadn't landed here. The Reaper had carved a searing line of red across the Mako in front of him, sent it roaring into him. He'd been dragged here. Shepard. But wait, if he's here... Garrus groped at the Mako's broken edges, forcing himself to his feet. His new vantage point allowed him to spot the second member of their little squad, Liara. She was slumped against the side of the Mako, clearly having been dragged here too, completely unconscious. Her chest was rising, and his visor read her biometrics as stable.
Liara,
he tried, clenching his mandibles tight as he leaned down as much as he could, grasping her shoulder. He didn't know what her injuries were, so he didn't jostle. Her metagel injectors had engaged, plugging whatever damage getting whacked with a backflipping Mako did to an Asari, but the stims weren't rousing her. Shit. Her pulse was strong and her breathing steady, though. Small mercies. Deciding he could leave her alone for the moment, Garrus straightened up with a hiss. He felt like a newborn foal, his legs unsteadily holding his weight as he carefully peeked around their bit of broken cover. They weren't far from the Pillar of Light. The Reaper was nowhere in sight, but neither was Shepard. Her body wasn't amongst the many littering the ground between him and the pillar. Unless she got vaporized. No, she hadn't been vaporized. Garrus knew it in his gut.
Shepard,
he whispered, tapping their private comms.
Shepard, can you hear me?
Nothing but static. Shit. He knew in his gut what happened. He could see it easily. Him and Liara getting hit by the Mako, Shepard pausing her assault to drag them both to safety, and being the last woman standing once again, barreling forwards into the light, alone. Shepard was on the Citadel, and Garrus was lagging behind, not protecting her six. He turned back to Liara, double-checking she was stable. He was torn in two. Should he stay with Liara? Should he follow Shepard? He felt guilty when he realized what his answer was. He didn't even have to think about it. Liara was fine where she was. There were no Reapers nearby. Someone would come round at some point to look for wounded, he was sure. Shepard needed him.
Stay safe, Liara,
he rasped, placing her pistol on her lap, within easy reach, before soldiering on. It hurt. Spirits did it hurt. But Garrus ignored the sharp, spiking pain that rattled through his ribcage and down his left hip with each limping step. He kept his gaze solidly on the pillar of light, his hands grasping his assault rifle in a tight, desperate grip, the last 100 meters between him and the pillar feeling like 100 light years.
Just keep walking, Vicarian. Shepard got a head start, but you need to catch up with her. Can't let her have all the glory. No Shepard without Vicarian, remember?
A quiet voice in the back of his mind, clinically pragmatic, also said,
and just in case she is dead, you need to finish what she started.
There were two dead husks and a marauder near the pillar. Gunshot put them down, center of the forehead. Shepard, it had to be. Garrus paused only briefly before the blinding light, adjusting his grip on his rifle, before stepping forwards and... nauseating. Absolutely nauseating. It was like getting pinballed across the galaxy on the conduit again, Garrus barely able to process what the fuck just happened before he was slamming full force into solid metal. Everything flashing white, red, black, for one gut-wrenching moment that ripped a pain grunt right out of his throat. Everything spun and dipped wildly, his breath stuttering as he tried to breathe without actually breathing. Last thing he needed was a punctured lung.
Ah, fuck!
He gasped, negotiating with his trembling limbs long enough to get onto his hands and knees. He fought down the urge to heave.
Don't throw up. Don't. Don't.
Slowly, the pain nausea receded, replaced with a stabbing, bone-deep ache. He breathed shallowly, lifting his head to see. Ah. He was in a corridor full of human corpses. Lovely. Piles of them, carelessly dumped, the stench of rot and rancid blood curdling the air. Garrus's mandibles pinched tight together, his nose scrunching up in an effort to block out the smell. The lighting was dim, dull red emergency lights, but he could pick out a few details here and there. Mixture of civilians and soldiers, all humans, no other species. Was it like in the collector base? Were these humans for processing? But then, why weren't they in processing tanks? Unless these were the rejects? Did it even matter? Shepard obviously wasn't here.
Focus!
He groaned to himself, climbing to his feet. He gripped the rifle in one hand, the other drifting for support that wasn't there, before he made himself clutch the rifle's handguard. Every step was a test of sheer, bloody-minded will. Every inhale felt like a fist was crushing his ribcage. That probably wasn't good. He tried the private comm again, pausing where the corridor opened up to a large, empty space, a thin bridge over a steep drop.
Shh.
The entire Citadel rocked beneath his feet, a deafening roar blocking out everything else. Garrus barely caught himself on the wall, the violent tremors vibrating through his fucking bones and snatching the air right out of his lungs. Something squealed overhead, shearing metal, and as the violent tremors eased, distant rumbles heralded future problems. Explosions. More, yet gentler, tremors. The Citadel. Was the Citadel breaking apart? Did they just fucking fail? Had the crucible.
Shit. 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 Shit.
Garrus snarled, all pain forgotten as he moved on as fast as his fucked up body would let him. He barreled over the bridge, almost tripped on the stairs leading up, to a circular open room, two corpses on the floor. Elusive Man and Anderson. No Shepherd. Garrus kept his rifle trained on the Elusive Man just in case. He remembered what happened with Saren, thanks, and inched over to Anderson. Gunshot wound to the stomach, heavy bleeding, no vital signs. Had he and the Elusive Man killed each other?
No, it must have been Shepherd who killed the Elusive Man, or does it even matter?
No, it didn't.
Shepherd,
he tried, tapping their private comms.
Shepherd, come on, answer me. Shepherd, where are you?
Nothing.
She's dead,
a quiet, traitorous part of his brain said.
She's dead. She's dead. Shut up. She is not dead. Think. Stop and think.
Garrus scanned the room. He ignored the stretch of inky dark space beyond the glass, the shape of reapers and broken starships amongst the stars, illuminated by the backdrop of Earth. The console. The Citadel's arms were open, flashes of silent light. Explosions, one arm breaking away from the main body, and there was an elevator. There was an elevator, descending into the floor just in front of Anderson. It settled with a soft, gentle click, and slowly, Garrus gravitated towards it. He stepped onto it cautiously and felt the panel shudder beneath his feet. It rose. The stars glittered overhead, broken up only by the passing bulk of a reaper. Garrus stared, seeing how its clawed legs were curling inwards like a dead insect, its body drifting by aimlessly. There was no purposeful propulsion, no meaningful movements, no malevolent crimson glows of lasers. It was just floating, dead weight. They were all floating by like dead weights, he realized, seeing that the other reapers were much the same. Lifeless, completely inert.
They're dead,
Garrus whispered, stepping off the elevator. So, the Crucible had fired. It must have been too much for the Citadel then, which was why it was slowly falling apart. As if to remind him, the ground beneath his feet shuddered, and he quickly refocused on the task at hand. Shepherd. He had to find Shepherd. He could see where the Crucible was docked into the Citadel, a dull, thin web of light passing from it into some sort of altar. Garrus ignored it. Unimportant. He scanned the rubble strewn across the narrow catwalks, tapping his visor to focus.
Identified. Commander J. Shepherd.
There. There, buried beneath twisting metal and cables, her body dangling half off the catwalk to the right. Garrus threw himself into a sprint, the pain a far-off, unnecessary thing. His lungs spasmed, his ribs rattled, but Garrus did not care, practically falling to his knees when he reached her, frantically digging her out of the rubble, pulling her back from the edge, his heart turning inside out, seeing all the blood, and how her suit was half-melted, and how limp and unresponsive she was.
No, 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 no,
he rasped, desperately checking her pulse, even as his visor said,
status critical, status critical.
Shit, please don't be.
Breathing. She was breathing. No metagel. Her suit was completely fucked. She needed metagel. No, she needed a fucking hospital. A team of emergency medics right now. But there was none of that. There was just Garrus. The realization, the understanding that right now, Shepard's life and potential survival was squarely in his hands, helped Garrus cram down his fear and panic right into his gut, to be thrown up later. First aid procedures, drilled into him from boot camp, kicked into full gear and assumed control. First aid. He can do first aid. Focus on that. Except Garrus didn't have a med kit. His own metagel stores were empty. His suit had used them up when he got knocked the fuck out. How was he meant to... Anderson. Anderson was on the floor below. He had his gear. He would have a med kit. Failing that, the corpse room had several dead soldiers. One of them would have something. He had a plan of action. Garrus clutched at it with every desperate bit of calm he possessed. Shepard woke up. It was a hazy, groggy sensation at first. The sort of reluctant consciousness that crept on the heels of a really bad hangover or a fever dream. A dull ache thrumming through every inch of her body and settling as a pool of pain somewhere behind her eyes. She groaned quietly, and it was as if that sound broke a dam. The ache flashed into agony, prickling like a line of fire ants over every nerve in her body. She almost cursed. As it was, she whimpered.
Shepard?
A rasping voice pierced through the foggy pain, and her mind latched onto it. Garrus, Garrus! Felt a hand gently touch her cheek, forcing her to open her eyes. Blurry, everything too bright and overwhelming to focus, but still recognizable. God, it was Garrus. Impossible was her first thought. She had left Garrus tucked safely behind the wreckage of a Mako when her screams for the Normandy went unanswered over jammed lines. He'd been unconscious, badly wounded, in no condition to follow her. She had left him behind, even though every instinct she possessed rebelled against the idea of it. Left both him and Liara behind. There was no way he was here, unless... Are we? Shepard gasped out, every syllable a drawn-out agony. Dead? Garrus huffed out something wryly amused and didn't answer her question. The glow of his visor was almost blinding. Her eyes were struggling against all this light.
Don't go to sleep,
he murmured when Shepard felt her eyelids start to droop.
Try to stay awake.
Trying, she said, but her tongue felt clumsy and her jaw stiff. She hadn't felt this bad even when waking up on a Cerberus operating table. Her entire body felt like tenderized meat, unable to do anything except twitch in pain with every strained inhale and thump of her stubborn, death-defying heart. God, she wanted to sleep. She really did. She stayed awake.
I've done what I can,
Garrus said, and though his voice was calm, there was an undercurrent of something. His mandibles were twitching, flicking out and clamping tight against his jaw. Fear, distress, pain, Shepard dazedly recognized.
But it's pretty bad, Shepard. Can you tell me what hurts?
God, what a question. Everything.
Aside from everything, what hurts the most?
Shepard focused. She tried to focus. Past the flashing red neon sparks of agony gnawing at her nerves. It was her gut, where the marauder had clipped her side before she managed to shoot it in the skull. It was her ribs, where she'd been slammed into the ground from the pressurized blast of plasma flesh-melting tarmac mere feet away from her. It was her head, where the elusive man had tried squeezing her brain into obedient putty. She triaged those three things. What was more pressing? Sighed, she slurred out. Shot. I was shot.
Okay,
Garrus murmured, his voice a low, soothing rumble. At odds with the thrilling whine of his sub-vocals.
Yeah, I can see. Okay. This might sting.
Strange Garrus hadn't caught it before. Shepard struggled to focus on him, to sharpen her vision. His plates looked a little darker. Soot. He had a lot of soot and dark, almost navy blue smears dried against his gray hide. Blood. Torian blood went very dark when it dried. He had been bleeding enough to show.
Garrus was injured, she recalled detachedly,
a thought she almost lost grasp of when the icy spike of metagel filling her gunshot wound almost made her pass out.
Fuck!
She gasped out, biting the inside of her cheek.
It's okay. It's just the metagel.
Garrus rasped and coughed. It was an abrupt, shallow cough, slightly wet. He turned his face away quickly, his mandibles flicking outward before clamping tight against his jaw. Shepard fought through her own pain to focus on that, feeling Garrus's hand shaking against her side, the way his shoulders were lifting oddly from strained, awkward breathing. Injured. Garrus was injured.
You're hurt, she groaned. Garrus!
It's fine,
he said, turning back to face her. He looked remarkably composed.
Just a cracked rib. Nothing fancy.
Even in her dying delirium, she knew he was talking absolute bullshit.
Bullshit.
Comparatively to you,
Garrus amended.
It's fine.
Considering Shepard was literally a corpse that forgot it shouldn't be breathing, this wasn't comforting in the slightest. She tried to frown at him. She probably ended up looking cross-eyed instead, and Garrus ignored her disapproval. He gently pressed his fingers against her stomach, testing for internal bleeding, probably, in full automatic mode. First aid drills. Comforting sets of actions that made one feel in control of an uncontrollable situation. She could feel his hand shake, though.
How bad's it?
She asked, her words slurring together. Garrus said nothing for a long moment.
Well?
He started, and finished with,
well,
that bad, huh?
It's going to be fine.
Garrus continued, speaking more to himself, his voice hitting that rambling cadence that spoke more of nerves than anything.
Once I can. The Citadel stopped exploding, so that's nice. Interference on the comms will clear up eventually, and I'll be able to raise Joker. Preferably before the light support systems fail. I'm not sure how well protected this area is from hull breaches.
Garrus, she said.
It'll be fine. You're awake and talking to me, so that's a good sign. Everything's good. Well, perhaps not good, good, but better than both of us dying in a Reaper-infested ditch somewhere.
Garrus, she said a little louder. He stopped talking. He wasn't looking at her. Shepard weakly lifted a hand, curling her fingers around his wrist. He immediately went still, his eyes flicking over to her almost anxiously, his mandibles quivering. He was afraid, she realized. He was afraid that this was it, that she was going to die in his arms while he sat around unable to do anything about it. Oddly, she felt calm. Maybe it hadn't hit her yet, but all she could think was, that wouldn't do. Garrus followed her into this insanity, into hell, without a word of complaint. And the last thing she was going to do was leave him hanging. Not after he went through the trouble of digging her corpse out of whatever mess she left of the Crucible. Shepard struggled to drag the mantle of Commander back onto her bruised shoulders, pushing the pain down, 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 to be suffered later. Garrus, she said, help me up.
What?
Garrus stared at her.
No, Shepard, you're too hurt.
Help me up, she repeated, gritting her teeth against the pain as she tried sitting up under her own power. Or I'll do it on my own.
Damn it, you stubborn.
Garrus growled, but he helped her up, gently easing her into a sitting position. She almost heaved, the metagel not dulling the stabbing pain shooting through her side. But she swallowed it down. They were in that control room, Anderson's body not far from her, his webbing pouches open. Garrus must have raided them for the medical supplies. Henderson. Shepherd forced herself to look away before her guilt made her sick. Guess the elusive man didn't turn out like Saren, she muttered as she tried getting her feet under her. Garrus helped her, gingerly, clearly favoring one side over the other. Shepherd tried not to lean on him too hard, that guilt clawing a hole in her gut with every grunt and hiss of pain he let out.
Small mercies,
Garrus huffed out.
I doubt we'd win if he turned into a cybernetic zombie.
Shepherd coughed out a laugh, and all too soon the both of them were standing, leaning heavily on each other. For a long moment, nothing was heard except their heavy, strained breathing, and the faint rumble of the Citadel still slowly falling apart around them.
Now what?
Garrus grunted. Now? Shepherd girded her loins. We go back to the teleporter thing. The teleporter thing was thankfully still functioning, but it felt like it had taken several hours to reach it. Shepherd was drenched in sweat by the time they staggered close to it, gasping for air and so dizzy she felt ready to simply crumple the moment she stopped. Garrus was more silently composed, with the exception of his subvocals softly whining right in the back of his throat. They staggered and limped and dragged their carcasses back to possible salvation, kept going only by the knowledge that if one of them stumbled, they'd be dragging the other down with them.
Almost there, she rasped. Nearly there, Garrus. Come on. That's it, big guy. You're doing fine.
I should be reassuring you,
Garrus grunted, his breathing taking on a worrying, wheezing edge to it.
Damn it. Shit! This hurts like hell!
Shepherd laughed breathlessly, and they stumbled to a halt in front of the glowing teleporter. Its light was dazzling, painfully blinding, and she took several deep inhales to brace herself before saying, Ready?
As I'll ever be,
Garrus muttered. They went into the teleporter and slammed full force into unyielding concrete. Garrus coughed out something almost shrill and very obscene. A Turian curse Shepherd's translator couldn't make heads or tails of, and she focused on that noise instead of the intense agony storming through every inch of her body. She didn't even move from her ungainly, face-down sprawled on the ground. If she so much as twitched, she was going to vomit.
Fuck me,
Garrus rasped somewhere to her left. Sounded like he hadn't gotten up either.
Why? Does it always body slam us?
Don't know, Shepherd groaned, slowly turning her head to rest her cheek on gravelly concrete. Garrus was on his back, and all she could see was his side and shoulder.
You good?
I feel like...
There was a pause as Garrus searched for a suitable comparison.
How Saren felt after getting huskified.
Shepherd made an agreeable noise.
All his, skin melted off.
Yeah, that's how I feel, right now.
Shepherd sympathized. She could feel where her suit was sticking to parts of her body, half charred. This was going to be a bitch and traumatizing to peel off later, though hopefully she'd be in a medically induced coma then. She wasn't sure how long they stayed like that, just breathing in the smoke-choked air of London in exhausted pain silence, listening to the distant noise of shuttles and rumbling. Beneath that, she could even hear faraway voices, hopefully everyone celebrating the Reapers dying. She sure hoped they died. She forgot to ask Garrus if they had. Man, that would be a kicker, though, wouldn't it? Going through all that for nothing?
Purd, Garrus, are you there?
Liara, Shepard fumbled with her communicator, rasping out in a voice like she'd been gargling gravel.
Liara, here, we're here.
Oh, thank the goddess.
Liara breathed, her voice staticky. There was heavy interference on her end.
When I didn't see either of you after I woke up, I thought, oh, you two are going to be the death of me.
Liara didn't sound angry, though. She sounded like she was going to cry, disbelieving laughter hiccuping between her words.
But that doesn't matter. You did it, Shepard. The Reapers, they're dead. They're dead. You've done it. We've won.
Oh, thank fuck. Yay, Shepard mumbled.
Very enthused,
Liara said, her voice dipping into something more concerned.
Are you two injured?
What a question. Shepard didn't bother bullshitting her. There was no way they could drag their carcasses over to Liara in their state, let alone pretend they were both fighting fit. She didn't even know where they were. Shepard couldn't lift her head higher than an inch off the ground. We're pretty fucked, she admitted. I think Garrus is dead.
Not dead,
Garrus mumbled, proving that he was conscious, just not contributing to the conversation.
I'm dying.
Okay, dying then.
Shepard,
Liara sounded like she didn't know whether it was appropriate to yell at your dying commander.
I think I can get a lock on your position. Just hold on. The rest of Hammerhead are with me now. We'll bring medical care.
Thanks, Shepard said, and barely heard what Liara said in return. Sound was making funky shapes wobble in her vision, and it was highly distracting. Seemed like getting blown up seriously crossed the wires in her brain for that shit to happen.
Hey,
Garrus muttered. Hmm?
Remember what I said before?
He continued, his words slurring together from a combination of agony, blood loss, and a likely concussion. Shepard was pretty sure he had cracked his skull against solid concrete and metal several times over in the last few hours alone. How was he even conscious right now? How was she even conscious right now?
On the Normandy?
You've said a lot of shit on the Normandy, Shepard pointed out, barely mustering the energy to sound sarcastic about it.
Oh, yeah.
There was a pause, then a low, strained grunt. Shepard opened her eyes to see that, somehow, Garrus had shifted enough to reach out to her. She somehow managed to do the same, their hands meeting in the middle. She was glad they were both wearing gloves. Her palm was soaked with sweat. As much as Garrus loved her, she was certain that'd be gross to feel. Despite the soot and brick dust and dried blood, Garrus's blue eyes were still bright with life, and his mandibles twitched into the Turian equivalent of a roguish smile. Shepard couldn't help but smile back stupidly, a delirious kind of joy bubbling up from under the exhaustion and pain at this impossible scenario. The Reaper's dead. Her and Garrus surviving it, for the moment. Victory. Sweet, blessed, impossible victory. Both of them, lying together, grinning like concussed fools for surviving, even though they were both knee-deep in their graves. Shepard almost wanted to laugh like a lunatic, and Garrus looked like he wanted to do the same. She was trembling, could feel Garrus's hand tremble in hers, too. Adrenaline, relief, a mix of everything else. Shepard couldn't pinpoint it.
What I said was...
Garrus began, his voice a low rasp, husky and warm with overwhelming affection and relief.
Was that if anyone asks?
Shepard waited with bated breath as Garrus paused dramatically, and in the distance she could hear Liara's voice shout in joyous relief. A cry of,
I see them!
And other voices rising to match hers. Sounded like a whole damn army turned out to scrape their useless corpses off the tarmac. Good. It'd probably take that much to pick up what was left of them. Garrus met her gaze head on, a wealth of emotion in his eyes as he murmured,
I took the kill shot.
Unbelievable. Shepard laughed. She laughed even though it hurt, and Garrus laughed with her, even though the noise came out a pathetic, wheezing rasp that almost tripped into agonized coughs. They laughed, because what else was there to do when you cheated death, clawed out of your own grave, and stood, blinking in a daze in the brilliant light of victory, hand in hand with the love of your still living life? All because said love of your life was a stubborn idiot who would drag his dying carcass onto an exploding space station to fish out your own dying carcass out of sheer stubborn devotion. Garrus, who, of course, in this poignant emotional moment, would say something like,
if anyone asks, I took the kill shot,
instead of,
I love you.
What were they meant to do when faced with this? They laughed. And this was how Liara found them, breathless with giggles and crying from the pain of it, their hands clasped tight desperately, like they'd never let go. The end. Happy birthday to me and Commander Shepard. Thanks, bye.
Came out of nowhere, didn't give no warning. Pedal so heavy like a two most wanted. And I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. Smoke out the window, flying down the 405. I'll be a backseat baby, driving you crazy anytime you like. Whoa, I'll be your shotgun.